You're listening to the Lucky Rock. All right, we're back and on the line with Mandy Jenkins.
Yeah, my friends call me Club Queen because I'm crazy on the dance floor.
Your voice sounds a little strange there, Mandy.
Well, I had to disguise it because, like, my boyfriend would kill me if he found out I was talking to another guy.
Well, tell us about yourself, Mandy. What do you like to do?
I like to get crazy at the club. Yeah, I like get on the floor, and I like my favorite artists are like Shakira and Gwen Stefani, cause those chicks can move.
Mandy, or Club Queen, rather.
Yeah.
I saw Gwen Stefani on David Letterman. She can't dance to save her life.
Yeah, well, she can sing, okay? And her husband's, like, such a hottie. Which reminds me, I saw these two hotties at the club this weekend. Oh my gosh, and they started talking to me. I guess it's true. I really do have it going on.
Sorry, Club Queen. It seems a little bit conceited.
Yeah, well, it's not conceited if it's true. You don't see, like, Nicole Richie apologizing for kicking butt and getting down to her birth weight.
So you think it's a good thing that these chicks are ridiculously skinny and probably malnourished?
Look, I don't know. I mean, if they're happy with it, what's the problem?
Well, the problem is that they probably are malnourished. And they're living for other people. And you'll never find your contentment doing that. Maybe like a lot of the people you hang out with at the club.
That is so not true, okay? There are a lot of really sincere people at those clubs, and I get into some crazy deep conversations.
Oh yeah? Over-the-ear-piercing music, huh?
Yeah, like, just last week, okay, I was talking to this grade-A hottie, and we were discussing color schemes, and my roommate says that, like, color schemes in your house, they show a lot about what's in your soul.
So these guys are obviously interested in you as a person.
Yeah, hello. It's not just all looks. I'm no Britney Spears Pop-Tart. Which reminds me, Britney's apparently, like, trying to get back with Justin Timberlake. Hottie alert! Hottie alert! And that totally reminds me of this time where, like, my boyfriend, I cheated on him. Yeah, I did. I admit it. But it didn't mean anything. In fact, I still want him back.
Go ahead.
Joey B, if you're listening, I still love you. And I'm sorry that I told you that I wouldn't date you as long as you were driving a domestic car. Because I saw this really cute Kia the other day, and it got me thinking about you.
Enough already. My gosh. Call him after the show.
Hold on. I'm getting a text right now. It's my friend. She's having this vacation ship, and it's not going very well.
Dare I ask, what is a vacation ship?
Yeah, it's like when you have a relationship, when you go on a vacation, and then it ends once you go home. So there's none of the messiness of boyfriend-girlfriend.
So there's none of the commitment of boyfriend-girlfriend.
Commitment's messy.
Is that what you told Joey B when you cheated on him?
No, I did not tell him that. And for your information, I didn't break up with him. He sent me to the lift.
We've gone way too far into your strange little world. What do you want people to know about you, Mandy? Club Queen?
I want them to know that I'm real. I mean, just because I hang out in clubs and let drunk guys hit on me doesn't mean that I'm not a real person. I've got a lot more on my mind than just who's gonna win the next American Idol, though I am really rooting for this cutie from Birmingham. Hottie alert! Hottie alert!
Look, Mandy, I'm gonna be shooting straight with you. This isn't working out. You hang out with a bunch of drunk guys, and not to be mean, but you talk like a Paris Hilton wannabe. You really need to evaluate what you're doing with yourself in the next 5 years, maybe. Maybe the next 5 weeks. You could pick up the Bible. Read the Book of John. It's a good book. It'll give you a lot about what life is really about. And reading would be a start. Something besides the entertainment you'll find in People and Cosmo. So, we'll have you back on. Thanks for talking to us. Didn't mean to be too harsh. I wish you all the best.
Hold on, I'm getting a text.
You just listened to the Lucky Rock.